Our scripture reading today is taken from Ephesians in the New Testament, page 1821, verses 1 through 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But in each one of us is grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended into the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Exciting week this week, as on Friday, the New York Mets make their postseason push. I can tell that all of you Yankee fans are really excited about that, as I am. So for the first half of the season, the Mets had fantastic pitching. They have four young pitchers who are just outstanding. The problem was they couldn't score any runs. They had stocked their starting rotation, their bullpen, with great arms, but no one could swing a bat. Their best hitter was out on the disabled list. But right around the trade deadline, they traded for four or five players with some offensive capability. And from that point on, their season took off like this. Pitching continued to be great, but the bats, well, they started to swing. And the runs, they started to come in. And pretty soon, the Mets were on top of their division, which is where they sit today. In baseball, you need pitching, but you also need offense. If your pitchers only give up one or two runs, but your team doesn't score any runs, well, having less runs than the other team is pretty much a losing proposition 100% of the time. In fact, with any sport, you need both offense and defense. And the gifts that go into those different things are, well, they're very different, but they are of equal importance. So it is in the body of Christ. As we heard Pastor Tom preach last week, there are a variety of different gifts. Not everyone has the gift of public speaking. Not everyone has the gift of being able to crunch numbers. Not everyone is an organizer. Not everyone has the gift of creative communication. Not everyone has the gift of leadership. Imagine with me for a moment if you had a church where everyone was really good at speaking, but no one was good at listening. What would you end up with? Well, you'd end up with about an hour's worth of cacophony with nothing to show for it, which I hope is not what this is for this hour on this particular Sunday morning. In this series on the church, we've focused ourselves in a variety of different places. The first week, we gathered around the baptismal font and we remembered those words that we speak whenever a child is baptized or whenever we receive new members. That everyone who is baptized and believes is given a ministry. And so in order for us to live out our baptisms, we need to discover what that ministry, what that vocation, what that calling is all about. In the second week, we learned about how the Holy Spirit messes with us, putting us in difficult situations so that we can grow and learn and be changed and be different because of the Holy Spirit's presence in our life. So I mentioned last week, Pastor Tom talked about the gifts that the Spirit gives to us and the importance for us to discover what those gifts are and to use them. So this morning, we want to talk about our call to ministry. If the first week was about expressing our own inner sense of individual call to live out our baptisms, our being singular in that way, in this way, we're talking about collectively us as a church. If we are made up of individuals who each have a particular call to ministry, then when all of those calls and all of those gifts are used together, they will come up with what our collective call to ministry is going to be. But the only way that we as a church can really discover what that call is and really thrive as a church is for every single one of us to play a role in that. What happens on a football field when the defense decides to take even a quarter or a half of football off? Well, you end up with the Cowboys-Falcons game from last week, where the defense just fails to show up in the second half and the team loses. When we take a day off, when any one of us doesn't give our fullest to God's kingdom, then the rest of us lose. The rest of us lose out on opportunities to learn, to grow. We lose out on opportunities to sense the fullness of God's Spirit. This morning, we're gathering around the table of our Lord. And as you see up here and on your bulletin covers, it is World Communion Sunday, which means that every other church is also gathering around their tables. And so when we eat this bread and when we drink this cup, we are in essence doing it with Christians all around the world. Some of them are Christian Reformed. Some of them are even Catholic. But we all gather together around the table. We express the diversity of God's creation. You ever heard us use the term Trinity before in church? Yeah, you've heard that before. Yeah, there are three persons to God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But did you know that those three persons are a family of God, that they are actually in relationship with one another, and that one of them cannot act without the other two being present. So anytime in God's Word where you read about God speaking creation into being, you know that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are right there in that act of creation. When Christ is forgiving the sins of those that he's coming into contact with, when he's healing them, when he's freeing them, you know that God the Father and the Holy Spirit are right there present in that act. When the Holy Spirit comes in Pentecost and the disciples are speaking and in other languages and everyone is hearing in their own language and there's passion and there's power, you know that God the Father and God the Son are present at that time. They're three very different persons, and yet they come together as one God, which is very mysterious for us, granted. But what that shows us is a model for our life together as a church, and then our collective life together in the body of the worldwide church. That when we are doing something, we are doing it along with the other churches in our midst. And when we are doing something in this place, we are doing it together, even though we're diverse. Hey, we're probably going to vote for different people, and we're going to root for different teams, and we have different ways of balancing our checkbooks, and we have different ways of approaching the world, different work ethics, different values, different beliefs. That diversity is a diversity that is reflected in God himself. But it's really important that we all are present in that. We have a collective call to ministry. And it's vitally important to Christ's church that we experience that community. And the only way that we can fully experience that community is when we are all a part of it. Because let's face it, if you blew off one of your hands in a fireworks accident, that would not only hurt, but your life would be changed forever. In much the same way, if we as a body, as Paul talks about in his letter to the Ephesians, as we grow and mature together, if there are pieces of us missing, then we are incomplete. Kind of blows the individualistic mentality of our culture right out of the water, doesn't it? We are not alone as Christians. There's no such thing as one Christian. But we gather together in this community as this body, expressing these gifts, expressing our diversity. And when they're all being used together is when the fullness of God's kingdom becomes clear to us, becomes to come into view. And so, for us here at Abundant Life Reformed Church, I think we have some work to do around this. Because I think if we were being honest with ourselves, we would say that we are not complete. We're not whole. Everyone is not using their gifts toward ministry in the church. But thankfully, as Paul writes, there is hope for us. There is growth. For Paul writes that as the church continues to practice at this in small ways, Just as the different systems in the body can help other systems to come along, just as if you get a cut on your hand, your body's internal healing processes will go to work mending that cut and making it new. In much the same way, when we work together, we mature as a body. And Paul writes, we're no longer blown about by the winds of society and culture and change, but instead we maintain our solid foundation in God. And so, as we gather at this table, the table that Christ himself has set for us, where God the Father and God the Holy Spirit are also present, let's remember that we are not alone. That we are not alone as a church. We are not alone as Christians. And our even coming forward to this table shows our willingness to participate in this body. Our willingness to be a part of these systems, whether our game is offense or our game is defense, whatever our gifts, however the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, whatever our individual call to ministry might be, when they all come together, that's when we know that we are the church. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Triune God, we thank you for showing us in your own nature what it is to be a community filled with diversity and yet one in spirit. We ask, Lord, that as a church here in this place and as the church in the world, that you would help us to focus more on the things that unite us than on the things that divide us. That you would help us to express the diversity that we see in you, in your nature. That you would help us to appreciate one another for our gifts and our talents. And that you would continue to give us opportunities to show that unity to the community and to the world. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.